Drupal Voices is a series of interviews with people contributing to the Drupal community. Brought to you by Drupalize Me. Become a Drupal super genius from the convenience of your own living room. Lullabot's extensive Drupal training library contains almost 200 hours of streaming video, including in-depth classes on subjects such as CCK, Views, Drupal theming, jQuery and JavaScript, Drupal performance and scalability, and new Drupal 7 specific videos being released every month. Get immediate access to the entire library when you become a member. For more information, visit drupalize.me today. Go, Drupalize yourself.
So I'm Chris Vanderwater. I'm Eclipse GC on Drupal.org, and I am the Drupal 8 Blocks and Layouts Everywhere initiative owner. And so there's been a lot of question about exactly what that means, what that means for the future of Drupal 8 and for Core in particular. And so just going to kind of outline what that means from sort of a 10,000-foot overview. There's a lot of work that Larry Garfield has done in the Whiskey Initiative, and a lot of really ambitious things that they wanted to do with that. And back in mid-February, a group of about 13 of us got together in Boston at the Acquia offices. And ultimately what ended up happening there is we ended up breaking off a section of that work into what became my initiative. So for kind of the shorthand version of this is it's essentially panels and core. And that is going to be really good news to some people, and it's going to be kind of distressing to others. But what we want to do is we want to kind of build some consensus here so that people understand what that means and why it's actually a really, really good thing for everybody. So the first layer of that is really blocks. And the whole block system as it sits right now really isn't up to the task of what we do with it any longer. There are a half dozen different ways that people have kind of restructured the block system to do what they actually needed it to do, the most popular of which are context module and panels. Panels, for instance, completely ignores what core does and does something totally new. And context module tries to be a little nicer to core and benefits in some ways from that and suffers in a few other ways. But what we're attempting to do here at this point is we're trying to make the block system robust enough that it can actually fulfill the use cases that everyone has. And that means, you know, essentially being able to figure out the sort of information that's available to us on a page, for example, a node or the global user or maybe the author of the node that we're viewing, and then displaying things on that page accordingly. So that same idea kind of pushes down into administration. There's been this notion for a while that we might be able to replace notation and administration and put it somewhere completely different. So if you have a need to put the a news ad page onto the view of news articles, you could do those sorts of things. And there are contrib modules that do this that I've been involved in the past. But this means that we would actually take any output that Core might produce and actually run it through the same block system. So every piece of output, at least within Drupal Core, will hopefully end up on the same level footing where it could be placed in a region of content and reused. So that's kind of the like really high overview of what that stuff is. It has implications and that will probably end up breaking themes up on some level and putting the various like layout notions that they have into a reusable system so that designers or site builders or whoever can come along and kind of mash those things together in new and unique ways. And then like the theme system, instead of being about layout, really becomes about style. And you can actually port your layouts from one theme to the next without needing to completely rewrite things from the ground up, which is kind of how Drupal works right now. If you change themes, you're going to have to replace all of your block content in most situations. So that's kind of the really high-level overview of what we're doing. From there, there are a lot of really detailed things that we need to do in order to get there. We've only got until December 1st in order to actually succeed at this. And so at DrupalCon, I've spent an awful lot of time trying to get user experience and interface experts together and some JavaScript people and start really figuring out what this interface needs to look like. Because one of Panel's biggest problems, at least historically, is that it hasn't been particularly user-friendly. Site builders have figured it out and made use of it, but it's not the sort of interface that you'd want to actually give to customers. And so Panels has recently committed an awful lot of stuff that is well worth looking at from the perspective of it makes it a lot nicer for the end user. And you know, some really compelling work is coming out of Pantheon and Chapter 3 with their Open Academy work, and then the Panoply distribution that has only really become a real thing in maybe the last week here before DrupalCon. And so, like, this is definitely the right time to be doing these things. Everybody's coming together and really talking about it, and we've got some really good examples of what could potentially be done. And, you know, it's just, I think this is the right place and the right time to start pushing this stuff to core. The ideas have matured enough that we have a good idea of what it is that we need to actually put in there, and we just need to get enough agreement on it from the user interface experts who will hopefully take a look at the things that already exist and improve upon them further, because we want Core to have a really robust experience here, and we can't afford to give like the traditional Panels experience that is more site builder centric and not end user specific. So that's kind of the whole idea of what it is that we're attempting to do. And I'm just trying to muster as much manpower as I possibly can to throw at the project at this point. We're going to be putting out a number of kind of architectural checkpoints here in the very near future. We're very close to our first one. And once that comes out, there'll be a lot of work that other people could dig into and actually contribute to in order to get Drupal Core upgraded to what we're doing. And so the first really two phases of that stuff are coming out here in the very near future. And those are the plugin system, which has been developed largely within our branch of work. And it's designed to be generic, but we're using it for the blocks that we are rebuilding right now. And then blocks themselves. Once we have a completely agreed upon block class put together, then we'll be needing as many hands as possible to upgrade the rest of Core to that. And we'll have more checkpoints coming out after that, but those are kind of our first two, and they're pretty imminent.